Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
301-230-0980 is the number here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. About 20 minutes left to go on the program. And I'm going to text you something here and respond to me. Joining us right now as we go out to the guest hotline for the second time this show is our pal Sam Bruckhaus, SumerSports.com, former Tulane linebacker, the pride of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give him a follow on the old X app at Sam Bruckhaus. That is Sam, SamBruckhaus. Slinging Sammy Bruckhaus. What's going on, brother, man?
The young bosses are in charge on a beautiful 6:30 p.m. evening. We got some football coming up. We got a good weekend of football, and we got a little basketball in us the last 2 days. That's been nice as well, Lino.
I'm telling you, brother, we were just talking about the hoops before we brought you on. VJ Edgecombe going Kanye crazy last night. Victor Wembanyama doing the big thing. We'll hit a little hoops with you before we get out of here. I want to, first and foremost, brother, like, can you give us the origin of this Sumer Sports brain, dude? I have been using it. First of all, damn using it, Sam. I've been abusing this AI tool because it's given me all of the answers I want on my favorite teams across the National Football League. How did this come up, and what has been your favorite piece about it?
Yeah, so it blended two things. We've been working for a while on democratizing football information and football language, and with the dawn of these LLMs, it makes it a lot easier to get after that detailed information that people like having me on the radios to talk about and to dive deeper into. And, you know, with more access to sports, I mean, you can watch pretty much every game in or out of market via YouTube or anything like that. It just makes people want to dive deeper. And so combining that AI technology with our extremely deep data and giving it out to the people is our vision, our mission at SumerSports.com. And so if you check out my Twitter profile at Sumer Sports or at Sam Bruckhaus, I'll walk you through some tutorials on how to use it, what we have, how to get to some of this good stuff. And one of my favorite things to do is break down plays by first, second, third down, by area on the field, or by the coverage that's being played on the back end. That's data you can't get anywhere else, but you can get it on Sumer Brain. That's SumerSports.com/Sumer Brain.
Man, it has been absolutely awesome, and I love the my favorite part about it is the follow-up tool and how quickly this is able to work. We're doing live radio, and sometimes when you're young and in charge like I am, Sam Bruckhaus, you got a bunch of different jobs. So sometimes you got to do some of your prep and research on the air. They're spitting out answers in like 45 seconds or less. I'm able to filibuster for a little bit, go back to it and say, here, see, look, I am this smart, but in reality, it's just the Sumer brain, man. I think it's awesome. I think it is going to absolutely revolutionize the way that folks obtain data when it comes to the National Football League. So a big shout out to the folks over at SumerSports.com. This has been a godsend for all of us in the radio world, all of us in the media world. I want to get a couple of questions in on my Commanders before we look big picture. at the National Football League, when you went back and have watched, I don't know how much you've gotten to catch of Washington this year, 3-4 right now, you got a big-time showdown coming up Monday against Kansas City, but the health of this football team has really been their Achilles heel. Are you sticking a fork in the 2025 Washington Commanders, knowing, one, their remaining schedule, and then, two, the injury situation they've had to withstand here?
Yeah, I mean, this was a risk going into the year. You looked at the age of this roster just preseason when they made their moves, and it was far and away one of the oldest rosters in the league. And when you're playing with age, you're playing with injury. Yeah. And that's basically what's ended up happening. You know, they re-signed Terry McLaurin to a big deal. He's 29, 30 years old. Sure enough, he gets injured. And they just start kind of piling up. Obviously, the biggest one is Jaden Daniels, who is dealing with a minor hamstring injury, who has played pretty well. And frankly, Marcus Mariota has played pretty well, other than a massive pick six last week. And so I think it's just about getting the right guys in the right position. The good news is right now your offensive line is performing pretty well. You're getting what you paid for out of Laremy Tunsil. They're blocking well for Ja'Cory, Bill Krosky Merritt. And I think you just got to continue to lean into that run game. And the defense will work its way out. But at some point, this team has to get healthy. That's really the only thing holding them back. They're kind of in the perfect zone to make a trade here. I don't know if there's a trade for them to really make, given how hard they went in the trade market in the offseason. But on the Sooner Sports Show this week, which you can find on YouTube, we looked at those teams that typically will be in the trade market. It's typically those teams right around 500, but have a kind of questionable point differential. The Commanders are right over kind of they're right positive in terms of point differential. So perhaps they'll be in the trade market, but I just don't know if they have the pieces to do it right now.
I will tell you this, Sling and Sammy Bruckhouse, if they make a trade and mortgage any more future draft capital, I will bang my head against the table. I at some point, you got to realize that you are in year number two of a rebuild. And I know when Jaden comes out and has the year that he has, it kind of speeds up your timeline. It expedites this process. But I look at Washington's roster. Outside of Jaden Daniels, Sam, where are the young foundational building blocks? They don't exist.
Yeah, I think you can look at the running back room. That's trending well. Laremy Tunsil may not be a young building block, but he's definitely a building block. I'd consider him one of the best tackles in the league. Mm-hmm. And you look at Connerly on the other side and Chris Paul at the left guard position, who recently moved into a starting role. I think both of those players you can feel pretty good about. The defense side of the ball, obviously, is the question. I think Trey Amos has moved into a good role. Mikey Sander still as well. But when you're dealing with Marshawn Lattimore and Von Miller and Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, these are all guys who have been in the league for quite a while. You kind of got to start rebuilding it from the ground up on the defensive side of the ball. They've been able to kind of make it happen, cause some havoc. They're not the best defense, but they do have a lot of age over there. And so at some point, you're going to have to start rebuilding through that. I think in the next 2 or 3 years, that's going to be the focus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's take a big picture look at the National Football League. Starting with tonight, Sam, big time Thursday Night Football showdown. By the way, just as a side on Thursday Night Football, We've gotten a treat. The only game that sucked has been us, Sam, when the Packers put their foot up our ass a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
Other than that, week in and week out, it has been electric. I expect another one here tonight. Do you think Brian Flores has the remedy to get after Justin Herbert here tonight and make life difficult for this Chargers offense?
I think the question is less does Brian Flores have the remedy, more does Jim Harbaugh have the healthy offensive line to get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is Justin Herbert has been playing extremely well. And you can look at the stat lines and you can tell me, Sam, he threw two picks last week. And Sam, you know, it's not chalking up in the win total, but he's throwing like 40, 50 times a game. And basically he's the entire offense with three pretty good wide receivers that have performed pretty well. The issue is they have no running game and they have no pass protection. And that's just a recipe for disaster, particularly when you're playing Brian Flores. And the dirty little secret about the Chargers as well is Jesse Minter was kind of lining himself up for some head coaching jobs, was looking to go the route of Mike McDonald, where he makes the move to the NFL. All of a sudden he's a head coach within a year or two. But that defense has been kind of middling as compared to what they were last year. I wonder if a matchup against a Minnesota Vikings offense, which is struggling right now, some quarterback questions. Are they going to start JJ? Are they going to start Carson Wentz? Is JJ healthy? Does Carson Wentz have it? I think this is a good bounce back period for their defense, but the matchup of the night has to be that tenacious and hybrid exotic defensive front against the offensive line. They should be getting Joe Alt back tonight. There's still reports out there. Perhaps he doesn't play. But when it comes down to it, can they protect Justin Herbert and can they get the run game going? That's going to be the difference in this game.
A couple of different matchups that really pique my interest here in the Week 8 slate, the first of which, Dallas and Denver. This Cowboys offense all year long has been on an absolute tear. I got to see it up close to person last week against my beloved Commanders. Denver with a thrilling victory at the end of regulation against the Giants. Who do you like in this one? And then which one of these teams do you think is trending in the right direction? Or do you think both of them are trending in the right direction, Sam?
Yeah, this is a true strength-on-strength matchup.
Yes.
The Broncos defense is one of the best at getting pressure, and they've changed the way they've done it this year. Last year, they did it with a lot of exotic pressures, bringing a lot of guys. This year, the fronts are still exotic, but they're not bringing as many people. Why? Talanoa Hufanga, the former all-pro safety, is one of the best back-end pass rushers in the league this year, and they are using him to a T. Vance Joseph and Sean Payton are. As a result, they're going against a Cowboys team, which has one of the lowest sack rates in the league. Dak Prescott has added that to his game. He does not get sacked, and he delivers the ball to George Pickens and to CeeDee Lamb at an incredible clip. Both of those guys look like certified wide receiver ones. I'm calling it kind of Bengals South, even though they're able to run the ball, too. That's the real difference. And the real difference, if you got to, you know, thinking about sack rate, thinking about how the running game has gotten going, Javonte Williams seems to be back. It's really Clayton Adams, the offensive coordinator coming over from the Cardinals.
Yes.
Some of the most interesting and new run concepts that I've seen. The Cardinals are really, really missing him. They're not able to get anything going on offense. It's been the Dallas Cowboys mega dub adding him in. So I think that's going to be the match of the night. Can they get, you know, 2 to 3, 4% of dropbacks? Can they get 4, 5, 6 sacks against Dak? That's going to be the difference. If that number's up there, it's going to be a Broncos victory. If it's down 2-1 or 0, I think it's going to be a Cowboys victory.
Couple of quick ones for you on the way out, Sam. Are you buying the Patriots, and do you think they have a legitimate shot to win that division?
This has been a very interesting discussion amongst us data scientists because, you know, we believe in learning more with each and every observation. Yeah. The prior on Drake May going into this year, and I hate using that word, but basically it means we had, you know, 14, 15 games of Drake May. Mm-hmm. He looked like an average level quarterback. This year, he looks incredible. The reason why, I think, is that offensive line and the addition of Stephon Diggs, a healthy Stephon Diggs. But it's really that offensive line. They got three guys that are performing extremely well. Mike Onwenu, who has moved to the guard position. Last year was playing the tackle position. A lot more natural at the guard position, playing really well. Morgan Moses comes in from the Jets, has played really well. And finally, the highly drafted left tackle, out of Louisiana. Will Campbell has played very well as well. They're giving him time to do Drake May stuff. He didn't have the time to do that last year. He's able to be creative. He's able to make big throws. That's been the difference this year for the Patriots. I'm inclined when you're an offensive, when you're an offense that's built behind your offensive line, you're a defense that's built between your defensive line, inclined to believe in you. I think the Patriots are real. I still don't think they're better than the Bills in the AFC East, though.
Are you worried at all about the Packers? As we got about 60 seconds here with you?
Yeah, I'm not worried. I think they are who they are, plus Micah Parsons. And that's why I'm feeling still pretty confident, because they are who they are, plus Micah Parsons.
For sure. I appreciate you as always, man. We will do it again soon. It's been too long, brother. I hope everything is well with you and yours, man.
Yes, sir.
That is our guy, Sam Bruckhaus, Soomersports.com. Make sure you check out the Soomer Sports Show on YouTube and wherever you download your podcast. Sam, we appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much.
That is Sam Bruckhaus. Always love catching up with him. Real quick, Ant, I don't know if you did the honors of texting one Rick Doc Walker his pick for tonight.
We still have some time to do that, though.
We do need to get him his pick for tonight. We're going to make our official pick here. Update the standings for us real quick before we pick our Thursday night game here. We got Vikings and Chargers from SoFi in Inglewood. Carson Wentz set to get his fifth straight start for the Minnesota Vikings. And I'll be real when it comes to tonight's matchup. Chargers 3.5-point favorites. Give me the Vikings, man. I just don't think Justin Herbert and company are going to be able to manufacture enough offense. And right now their pass defense has had a little bit of a struggle, as Sam Bruckhaus just alluded to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where I want to lean just yet. I'm not going to lie, Linnell. But I will tell you what the records are right now. And you currently sit in last place, sadly, at 13-17, sir.
Four games under 500. You know what I say about
13-17? Well, Doc Walker actually sits at the top. He's at the top. His record is 21-11, if I'm not mistaken. I'm struggling to do it off the top of my head because the Doc is taking too long to pull up. But he's at the top, and then I'm one game behind him, and you're below 500 because you suck. But if I had to give my prediction for tonight, I think I'm going to go with...
You better not choose the Vikings. You better not. You're not allowed to choose the Vikings.
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Show rules, people. If you missed any of the show, Ant's got the podcast up for you. You can get that wherever you download your podcast. Appreciate Mitch Tischler. Thank you to Sam Bruckhaus. Thank you to Ant for taking your calls. And thank you for making your calls. We're back with you tomorrow, 4 to 7. We'll go behind enemy lines with a pal, Carrington Harrison of Kansas City, to get us ready for Commanders and Chiefs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.